Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 13th. The town of Lake City is under an emergency declaration as officials prepare for the possibility of flooding. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
Governor Polis announced the declaration on Monday in response to a local declaration the previous Friday. Julie Scroggins is the Hinsdale County Administrator and told an audience on Wednesday night that the problem stems from debris deposited by dozens of avalanches earlier this winter.
This was a very heavy avalanche season, a very unusual avalanche season. And as our road and bridge crews were finding out, trying to clear a lot of this debris, it's just massive amounts. And not only is it massive amounts of debris in the roadway, there's potential for that debris to also get into the waterways.
Officials are keeping an especially close eye along County Road 20, which runs alongside Henson Creek. They're also watching two dams in the area.
And the concern there is the structural stability of those dams because they are over 100 years old.
Numerous federal, state, and local agencies have stepped up to assist the region, including Gunnison County Emergency Management. Scroggins told KBUT Friday that there was still no reported flooding and no major updates. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And in a follow-up to that story, the Denver Post reports that after the Colorado Mountains got walloped with snow all winter long, a busy spring snowmelt season is expected for the state. There is an increased risk for spring and summer floods as the snowpack melts. The key to possible flooding is just how quickly the snow will melt. If temperatures spike, rivers and streams could fill up quickly. As of Wednesday last week, statewide snowpack levels were measured at 131% of their season-to-date average. The highest levels were in the San Juan Mountains, where the snowpack was at 176%. The melting snow will likely help fill reservoirs that were largely depleted by last year's drought. The melting snow could also set up a wet summer and early fall. Flooding around the state is considered a possibility both in the short and long term. In a story from Montrose, Montrose County has taken a firm stance against mining at a West End ballpark. According to the Montrose Daily Press, it's been about 35 years since the mill at Uravan closed and about 33 years since the former West End town was designated a Superfund site, eventually to be bulldozed, burned, and buried. But roughly 2 miles away is the ballpark at historic Uravan, which was never contaminated by uranium or vanadium mining. The ballpark has attracted its share of hobbyist gold miners who access the San Miguel River from there. But when some began showing up with machinery, locals sounded the alarm, and last Thursday, Montrose County passed an ordinance prohibiting unauthorized mechanized mining along the river acreage it owns there. The ordinance could go into effect May 28th. The Historical Society leases the ballpark, which is part of the county's 85-plus acres of vacant property along the river. It's one thing to pan for gold in the river or put up a small sluice box. That's still allowed under the new ordinance. But mechanized mining imperils the river and the habitat it provides. The new ordinance allows panning within the river channel as long as it occurs at least 2 feet from the bank. Among other provisions, the ordinance prohibits motorized mining activities, including motorized suction dredging. All digging has to be filled in, and the work area must be cleaned up before departure. And finally, in local sports, the baseball team at Hotchkiss High School is going back to the 2A state tournament. Last Saturday in Hotchkiss, the Bulldogs crushed Paonia 16-1, and then held on to beat Dolores 8-7. And advanced to this weekend's state tournament as District 3-5 champions. The district tournament was moved to Hotchkiss after the fields in Delta were deemed too wet to play on. The move benefited the hometown Bulldogs, who got to host the visitors on a bright and sunny day in Hotchkiss. Hotchkiss dominated its rival Paonia in the first game. Senior Jameson Yanish had two home runs, and fellow senior Presley Penne pitched a gem as the Bulldogs prevented the Eagles from defending their back-to-back 2A state titles. Then, a trio of Hotchkiss pitchers helped the Bulldogs survive against a scrappy Dolores team. The Bears beat Rangeley with a walk-off seventh-inning rally and nearly did that same thing against Hotchkiss. Hotchkiss coach Blake Carlquist described the scene to KVNF News.
You know, I felt like we came out a little bit flat after a big rivalry win in those early innings. Presley Penne, first inning was, you know, he was locked in and he gave us a 1-0 lead. Big swing in the first inning, but great job to our guys. They just kept plugging away and found some life, found some energy, and just kept grinding.
Bulldogs senior Marvin Gareke was the hero against Dolores, smashing a two-run homer that drove in the winning runs for Hotchkiss. He talked about his approach as he stepped up to the plate.
I was just looking for a fastball, and I didn't mean to hit a home run. I just wanted line drives, just thinking line drive, and it came out to be a home run. I was just excited for it.
For Gareke and the rest of the senior Bulldogs, it was a bittersweet day, even with the district championship.
I'm feeling really excited, but I have happy tears coming down because it's my last district playoffs and actually high school, and I'm just going to miss it, but I'm excited.
And this team, Hotchkiss, has been so close over the years at the state tournament, just heartbreakingly close. Do you feel like this year it might be Hotchkiss's year?
I'm pretty sure. I don't want to jinx it, but we'll just work hard and just hit balls and play baseball. Focus ball. That's all we got to do.
Hotchkiss relied on four different pitchers to win Saturday's games. Penne, Gareke, Yanish, and Brian Gonzalez. That kind of pitching depth is rare for a 2A team and bodes very well for the Bulldogs' chances at the state tournament.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something we've kind of prided ourselves in this season is making sure everybody's been getting some pretty good innings and just developing and getting confidence.
And then looking at that state tournament, Hotchkiss has been there so close so many times over the years. Do you feel like this year could finally be your year?
Oh, yeah. You know, that tournament is single elimination baseball. Anybody in that tournament has a chance. And I've been telling them all season we got as good a chance, or if not better than anybody.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 13th. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.